The exhibit by Ukrainian artist Daria Marchenko, called The Faces of War, consists of only one picture, a portrait of Vladimir Putin made up of some 5,000 empty cartridge casings. The shell casings come from the front lines in eastern Ukraine, where government forces battled Russian-backed separatists. Marchenko says she got the idea when her boyfriend brought her first shell from the Euromaidan protests in Kiev. Then she says everything happened by itself.
When I started this project, I realized that Ukrainian losses in the war are getting bigger and bigger. I also had the feeling that only we Ukrainians can feel this. And the people from all around the world don't have the same understanding. The quantity of the grief around me was a sign that I have to use a lot of shells.
The exhibition's organizers also laid razor wire on the floor in front of the portrait, adding additional symbolism.
We did this project in order to show every Ukrainian and every American, or the person who works in Congress, that Putin brings discomfort into your life. He came to your house and he will not go away easily.
Marchenko has gotten feedback from around the world since she first presented the project to the public. Messages have come from Algeria, the Netherlands, Syria, and Russia. Among the positive letters from Russians, though, there were also threats.
The energy of this project is very dark. I mean, you cannot be cheerful while doing projects like that. But I was not able to stop it either, which is my sign of respect for all of those Ukrainian soldiers, thanks to whom I still live in the capital of my country, Kyiv, without the war.
As the lights in the exhibit change, Putin's expression seems to change as well, from excited to frightened, even demonic. Marchenko says she hopes Putin will hear about the exhibition and perhaps change his behavior too.
I think there is no dictator in the world who will tell you honestly what kind of thoughts he has when he is alone in the cold night, but I believe they can feel what kind of future is waiting for them.
Marchenko is negotiating for additional showings of the exhibition at museums in Italy, Britain, and even India. For Tatiana Kharchenko, Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News.